Street at Today SOR.
Now, we all know how important it is to eat fruit and veg, and while most of us aim for five a day, we don't always manage it, do we? But if you thought five a day was hard, well, a new book says we need 10 portions of fruit and vegetable every day to help us live longer. The book is entitled 10 a Day, The Easy Way by James Wong. Louise Reynolds, dietitian with the Irish Nutrition and Dietetic Institute, has been looking through the book for us. Louise, good morning to you.
Good morning, Sean.
Thank you for coming in. We were previously told, as I say, five a day is what we should aim for, but that's changed.
That's right. And in fact, the current Irish guidelines are seven a day. And in fact, the food pyramid has changed to reflect this. So now the very bottom shelf of the Irish food pyramid is fruit and vegetables. And by being the bottom shelf, that means most of our intake every day should come from that shelf. But again, seven is given as a guideline, a very, you know, it would be ideal if we could all get seven, and then 10 would be even better. However, I was looking up some recent Irish statistics, and in fact, only one third of us are getting the five a day. So that's 33% of Irish people. And in fact, 18% don't eat any fruit and vegetables, okay?
So 18%,
yes,
no fruit, no veg.
No fruit and vegetables on a daily basis. And the average intake then, so when you average all of that, the high consumers and the no consumers at all, the average Irish intake at the moment is about 2.5 portions a day.
Oh, must do better. Now,
absolutely,
just clarify one or two things for us, Louise. Do all fruit and veg count, or are some better than others?
Well, no, all do count, but some things, for example, the potato, doesn't count as our fruit and vegetable intake because that it comes in as a carbohydrate. So that would be very important in our diet. Certainly eat them and enjoy them, but you can't tot up your potatoes as part of your 5, 7 or 10 a day, whichever you're aiming
and
for.
And if you ate half a dozen potatoes, you could say, well, I had six. What about things like coleslaw?
Yes, again, unfortunately it doesn't count, because I know when you look at coleslaw, it's made from shredded cabbage, shredded carrot.
That's
there might
two.
Often be a bit of onion in there.
Three.
Unfortunately, the mayonnaise and the fat that's added outdoes the benefits. So that's not going to be recommended as one of your five a day. Similarly for things like onion rings. You know, if you stop off in the takeaway and you have a few onion rings, sorry, they don't count. I know there's an onion on the inside, but there's too much batter.
Here's a dumb question. What about nuts? Do they qualify?
No, they're not in here either. No, they are in our protein shelf, but they're great. Nuts are great. But we're here talking about cabbage, green vegetables, apples, bananas, oranges,
broccoli,
spinach, berries, exactly. Anything like that, any colourful foods. We often talk about eating a rainbow.
Fresh better than frozen, frozen better than canned?
Again, they all count. You can add them all into your daily count. There is the idea that it has to be always fresh foods, but that's not the case. So frozen are a great standby to have, and in fact we know that there's less waste with frozen vegetables, because anything you don't, you know, you take out what you need from the bag in the freezer and you pop the rest back in. And in fact, a lot of researchers have looked at this. In the University of California recently, they were looking at the nutritional value of frozen peas, and they found that fresh peas had actually lost up to 50% of their vitamin C content within 2 days. And whereas the frozen peas, they're frozen so soon after being picked that the chemical reaction stops, you know, with the freezing. So in fact, when you then pop them at home, they're better than the fresh ones that might have been in your supermarket.
So pick them
or
and
might have travelled around
them
the world.
And freeze them.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay,
exactly.
Now, what about raw versus cooked?
Again, you know, people often feel, oh, I have to eat them raw. Now, certainly raw is better than boiled to a pulp, the way maybe we all had cabbage growing up. You know, if something is overcooked,
I can smell it.
Yeah, you're going to lose a lot of the nutrients that way. However, if you think of something like spinach, 80 grams is an average portion we're talking about as well, in terms of a portion that you're going to count for fruit or vegetables. 80 grams of spinach, raw spinach on a plate, is quite a big full plate of spinach. But anybody who's ever wilted a bit of spinach knows that it really reduces quite a lot. So if you had a small 80 grams of your spinach and then you cook it, it's a lot easier to eat that portion. In fact, you might even eat two portions of the spinach. So again, you know, sometimes raw is harder to physically chew through and eat.
Yeah, so. And as regards what makes a portion, according to this book, a single fruit is actually two portions, which will surprise a lot of people. Now, again, are we talking mandarin oranges, or are we talking big Granny Smiths?
Well, it does depend on the weight. It actually does depend on the weight. And in fact, when I was looking at this book, I was weighing a couple of fruits and vegetables myself at home. So this morning, I had a banana banana. I popped it on the weighing scales, and with the skin on, it was 150 grams, but obviously I peeled it. And then the banana itself was actually 90 grams. So that would be one portion. It was quite a small banana. But then I looked at an apple I had in the fruit bowl, a large pink lady Granny Smith size apple, and that was actually 160 grams. But we also have little small ones that I pop in the children's lunch boxes, and that was 80 grams. So again, it is about size. You know, have a look and see. And again, you know, a handful of berries, fresh and dried fruit, also there's a difference. So it's 80 grams of a fresh fruit. But then if you're using dried fruit to count, which does count, it's 30 grams. So again, a big bunch of grapes, if you dry them and they become raisins, it's actually going to be a much smaller amount of raisins.
So just clarify, are you saying the big Granny Smith is in fact two portions?
Yes, it would be two portions.
Now, I know you've addressed this for us before, Louise, but there remains a common belief among many people that fruit consumption should be limited due to high sugar content.
Yes, not so, not so. And I know we spoke about this before, Sean. And again, you know,
In the context of one strawberry.
Yes, you were concerned about strawberries. And I think I said to you that there's nobody listening who is overweight because they've had too many strawberries. I think that was the quote. And again, it's true. You know, people are concerned about weight. They want to have a healthy weight. And then they are afraid to eat fruit because they hear there's a lot of sugar in it. The type of sugar that's found in fruit, and there is sugar in there, it's fructose, but it's contained within the cell of the fruit. And that doesn't count. We're talking about reducing free sugars in our diet. Things like added sugar, table sugar, baked goods, cakes which have sugar in them, jams, honeys, they are free sugars. Again, jam is something else that doesn't count as your fruit. Unless you've made it all yourself and you've put very little sugar in there. But taking out a pot of raspberry jam is not going to count as adding into your 5 or 7 or 10 a day.
And what about when we eat now? For example, is an apple best before or after, say, a sandwich at lunchtime?
Well,
what's
actually
best for digestion?
Well, in terms of your overall intake, this is very interesting because I read a piece of research that looked at eating an apple before lunch. And in fact, what happened there was when it came to your lunchtime, you actually were eating about 20% less at lunch in terms of your calorie intake because you were filling up on a piece of fruit. So from that point of view, fruit is fantastic to snack on during the day. Have a full fruit bowl at home. We also know a lot of researchers in America look at this sort of how it's easier, making it easier for people to actually make healthier choices. And if you can see something, you're more likely to eat it. So have the bowl of fruit on the table. Allow your children to help themselves. Again, eating fruit with a meal is probably better for your teeth. So the dentists aren't too keen on children snacking all day because they're getting acid attacks. And that applies for fruit as well. But, you know, eating fruit with meals is a good idea.
Now, this book also claims that if you want to increase your intake of fruit and veg, you should have a dessert. Now, probably not the kind of dessert most of us would like,
yeah,
though.
Exactly. You know, a cream donut with a bit of raspberry jam down the middle, you know, is not going to count. But there were a lot of very colourful and very interesting recipes in this book as well. And, for example, there were lots of grated, you know, we're quite familiar with carrot cake, banana bread. And in fact, I find when
Do they qualify?
Well, they do if you cut down the amount of sugar in them. Now, I have a recipe for banana bread that is very, very sweet, but I have made it and I tend to use a lot of very ripe bananas and then I leave out the sugar. And that's what they've done here. So in fact, then it is more like a bread and there's a lot of hidden fruit in there. But it is stretching it. It's absolutely stretching
it. And talking about stretching it, I mean, like there's a recipe here for a sticky toffee pudding. I mean, there can't be too much fruit and veg in that serving, can there?
Well, again, I did have a close look at that. I was like, are we pushing it here? In fact, what they've done in that is all of the sweetness comes from dates. So again, the dates are cooked and there's no added sugar in that recipe. So they would be variations. And again, it's just about giving people ideas. You know, if you're making a fruit crumble at home, cut back on the amount of sugar you're using. Use more berries in there. And again, that will count. And in fact, then when you're making your topping, if you use a wholemeal flour, add bran, add oats, and you can make a very nutritious dessert rather than something that's really packed full of sugar.
Yeah, and the book details other little tricks to help you incorporate more fruit and veg into your diet. I mean, what would be the standout ones there for you?
You know, something again that's quite popular is if you're making a casserole or a one pot dish, reduce the amount of meat that's in there and replace it with vegetables. Again, that's cheaper because vegetables tend to be cheaper than meat. So if you want to make, you know, a meal on a budget, and rather than making a shepherd's pie, which has, you know, completely just meat in it and a couple of carrots, add in more carrots, celery, leeks, bump up the vegetables, and then you can use less meat. So actually, when you're going to your butcher, you can buy less meat to go into that dish. Also, again, things like pureeing vegetables, grating vegetables to replace in dishes. And parents might be familiar with these ideas to kind of sneak vegetables in for fatty toddlers or fatty children. But that's a good way throughout life. It doesn't mean that that's only for children. You know, pancakes, you can use spinach in pancakes and they come, they're a very green colour. They're quite interesting looking and you can't really have, they don't have a strong taste. So again, little ways to increase it for the people who aren't that keen on fruit and vegetables.
Okay, you basically hide them. You bake them in, so to speak.
You can hide them as well for children.
Now, coming back to this 10 a day, which is where we started, does it really amount to the weight of the fruit and veg? I mean, you talked about the different sizes of apples and what they weigh, 80 grams or whatever. I mean, does it really come down to about 800 grams of fruit and vegetable a day?
Yes. And that would be, you know, ideal in terms of what we're seeing in terms of the reduced risk of disease. And in fact, the National Cancer Institute in America have looked at this, the highest consumers of vegetables. And in their study, the highest consumers had about 8 servings a day versus the lowest consumers. And in things like heart disease and stroke, which we know we have a problem with, Sean, in Ireland, the more vegetables and fruit that you eat, you can reduce your risk by between a quarter to one third of heart disease or stroke. Depression, again, a reduced risk of depression by about 14% by eating more fruit and vegetables. And again, some people might say, oh, well, is it just because people who eat fruit and vegetables are doing lots of other healthy things as well? Maybe they're not smoking. Maybe they are taking more exercise. Maybe they're wealthier people. But in fact, when they have looked at all of those factors and have corrected for them in scientific studies, it's coming out again and again and again. The best thing you can do, and it's great as a dietitian not to be telling people to cut things out. You know, we've people listening today who are on dairy-free, low-carb diets, which we spoke about before, gluten-free diets. They're restricting a lot in their diet. But if you need to for a medical diagnosis, that's one thing. If you don't, I would say have another look at your diet and eat more fruit and veg.
Do you recommend this book, James Wong, 10 a Day, The Easy Way?
Yeah, and what I liked as well was the beginning section, all of the nutrition science is actually written by dietitians. So I love to see a chef who's working with registered dietitians and you know that what you're going to read there makes sense. And then the recipes look really good as well. We've tried a couple at home and they were all eaten. So,
oh, that's good to know.
Yeah,
I'm
good
sure
to know.
Everything is eaten in
good
your
to
house.
Know.
Louise, thank you so much indeed for coming in. That's
thank you, Sean.
James Wong's 10 a Day, The Easy Way, published by Mitchell Beasley, selling for £20 sterling. Louise Reynolds of the Irish Nutrition and Dietetic Institute, thank you so much indeed for coming in.